Your favorite music, WCDO, AMN-FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time for game two of the Tri-Valley League Championships today. The Franklin girls taking on Morris. We had an exciting one in game one as the Edmiston boys pulled away for a 72-53 victory over Morris. I want to welcome you back into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. I quickly want to take a break from our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show because we're going to hear from Morris girls head coach Rhoda Flint. So we'll hear from Coach Flint when we come back, and then we'll get you ready for the tip-off. Franklin and Morris, Coach Bonskowski and I will be breaking it down on CDL. We'll be back.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
The girls' Tri-Valley League Championship here on WCDO. Nate Lull with you as the Franklin girls take on Morris. And we're joined by Morris head coach Rhoda Flint. Coach, thanks for the time.
You're welcome.
Coach, first off, you're the defending league champions. And, you know, that has to be hard going into a regular season, playing a full season, knowing you're going to get the best from every team in your league. But you guys have weathered the storm and have a chance to go for a repeat here.
Yes, girls are very excited. Most of the girls have been there already, and I told them in the beginning of the season that we were the team that everybody was looking to beat, and they've done a good job this year, and we're really looking forward to playing Franklin on Saturday.
How much does that experience help, you think, this year that, you know, last year these girls hadn't been there? Did you notice more nerves last year, things of that nature? And this year, you know, having this full week to prepare, have you noticed they're a little more relaxed?
They're pretty excited. Yeah, I think they are more relaxed. I think that will help us going into the game. You know, we have some returning players that will be out there being leaders on the court, and that definitely helps.
Now, last year you played the same team. You played Franklin in the championship game and probably one of the most memorable Tri-Valley championships that I can remember. You know, you were down big at the half and came back to win. And, you know, it has to be interesting going in, taking on Franklin again. It's really kind of developed into a nice rivalry.
Yes, it has. We're hoping not to be down like that again. I'm hoping the girls can settle into the game quickly and make adjustments during the game that we have to do. And, you know, I'm looking forward to a good game with them.
Can you take us back to your regular season meeting with Franklin? Over at Franklin Central, you guys fall by about 10 points. Can you take us through the regular season and how that matchup came about when you took on Franklin?
Our matchup with Franklin when we were there, they have a lot of pressure. We didn't handle their pressure well, and we felt behind. We did, you know, we caught back up, and we got ahead by a basket and then didn't take care of the ball, and we can't do that against Franklin. They're too good of a team. We have to limit the touches from the Campbell girls and be able to handle their pressure.
Switching gears back to your team. Of course, I think a lot of people, when they think of Morris, think of one of your senior leaders in Liz Thompson. But, you know, watching you guys the last few weeks, it seems like you've had some nice performances from role players and other players that have stepped up pretty big. Can you talk about that?
Yes, we have. As the season went on, Liz is an outside player. She can shoot from the outside. I occasionally use her inside. She, you know, she's one of our better shooters. Over the past few games, our last few games, other people have been stepping up. Carissa Richards, Samantha Behringer, Rhiannon Goodsby, Madison Akins. I mean, we've had some inside from our bigs, Anastasia and Kylie. I mean, it's nice to have such a variety of players, and I never know who's going to be on that night. So we don't have to always count on one person. So that's been really helpful this year.
Speaking of players stepping up, I was at your semifinal win over Cherry Valley Springfield, and Carissa Richards steps up with a big 15-point performance, and
yeah.
Oh, it really seemed like the team rallied around her, and she got the job done. That was great.
She did, yes, and that's what it's been most of the year. Going into a game, I can't say, like, this is the player that's going to score points. I never know who's going to step up and score those points.
Now, last year you had some great senior leaders as well. What was the transition like into this year where the leadership changed and just how those girls have stepped up?
I think having great leaders from the year before really showed the team, you know, what a leadership is and how to be leaders. So having that last year, I think it rolled right over to these girls. I have really good leadership out on the floor this year also.
Our last question here with Morris Girls head coach Rhoda Flint. Coach, maybe one key you might tell your team in the locker room before you head out onto the floor on Saturday.
What I've always tell them before we head out is just go out and have fun.
That's great advice. I think it's the best thing to do. Should be a great game. Franklin Girls taking on Morris in the Tri-Valley Championship. Morris Girls head coach Rhoda Flint. Coach, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
This is Nate Lowell. Stay tuned. We'll have the Tri-Valley Championship coming up. Franklin and Morris on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell and TMU boys varsity coach Greg Bonskowski back with you on WCDO. It's time for the girls Tri-Valley League Championship game between Morris and Franklin. Coach, good to have you back.
Thank you. Should be another exciting game. Looking forward to it.
Well, the Orange has kind of left the gym out to celebrate with the Edmiston boys as they won 72-53, and the purple and gold has made its way in here. So hopefully the Franklin fans were able to find parking and seats, and I think it's still a pretty great crowd, but we'll see. Hey, we're going to take a break for the national anthem and the starting lineups, and we'll be back with the Girls Tri-Valley League Championship between the Mustangs and the Purple Devils on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Let's get you our starting lineup. First here for the Morris girls, they are coached by Rhoda Flint. they have the eighth grader who had a big semifinal against Cherry Valley, Springfield. They have eighth grader, number three, Carissa Richards. They have number 10, a junior, Kylie Brigham. And they also have number 21, Samantha Behringer, as well as Liz Thompson, who is a senior, and I didn't see Goodspeed out there as well. Oh, that was the non-stars. And Goodspeed was out there, the senior wearing number one for head coach Rhoda Flynn. So my apologies there, folks. Now for Franklin and head coach Mike Dutcher. Freshman number two, Marissa Campbell. Senior number five, Julie Archibald. Senior number 12, Olivia Heiser. Senior number 15, Rachel Cobain. And freshman number 22, Kayla Campbell. Franklin's going to be in the home white uniforms today. It says Purple Devils across the front of the uniform there. And the purple and the gold trim. Morris is in the blue uniforms. The royal blue with the white trim says Morris across the front of the uniform there. So getting ready to tip it up here between Morris and Franklin. Morris going through their starting lineups now. And, you know, if you're Coach Dutcher for Franklin, what do you tell your team? You know, you were here last year. You were a young squad. You learned a lot. You're back for the second time. Maybe some nerves are back again as you want some revenge this year.
I think you draw on the experience from last year and say, hey, we played great for two quarters. And then all of a sudden the momentum shifted and Morris was able to take advantage of, maybe some poor shooting or some mistakes that Franklin made. I didn't get to see the second half as I was down in the locker room with my team, but I think you just draw on the fact that, hey, we were here last year. We know what it's like. We played really well for two quarters. We just got to put a whole game together and we'll be fine.
I totally agree. I think this is something they've worked for. They're 11-0 in the league this year. Morris was 10-1. Their only loss was 59-49 at Franklin right in the middle of the season. So I'm interested to see how Morris comes out and handles this here today. I think one of the keys last year while you were in the locker room was that Morris switched to a box and one on defense. They threw in some triangle and two, and Franklin just wasn't ready for that. I'm assuming that the Purple Devils have prepared for a little bit of everything, including the kitchen sink here today, and they've had a whole week to prepare, so we'll see.
Yeah, I think when a team tries to take away your best player, you need to do a good job of having some set plays that you're going to execute and try to take advantage of some open areas that might be there because of the other players playing zone. But you also still need to try to get the ball to your best player. They're taking that player away for a reason. And sometimes I think, you know, the kids look and they're so used to that player being wide open that, oh, now all of a sudden they're a bit closely guarded and they have a tendency maybe to look, you know, I don't want to force it there. So it does take you out of your rhythm if you face a defense that you haven't seen before.
Wanted to run through those Morris starters once again. Didn't want to confuse anyone at home. They have a senior number 22, Liz Thompson. They have senior number one, the point guard, Rhiannon Goodspeed. They have junior number 13, Anastasia Edwards. They have the senior number number four, Madison Akins, as well as Alexi Barron, who is in the contest here tonight for the Morris Mustangs. So we'll get ready to jump it up. Morris has some size inside, and I think that's one thing that Franklin's going to have to deal with here tonight, although both Campbell sisters are pretty tall as well. But to have Anastasia Edwards and Liz Thompson on the boards, that's a tough task for any team in the Tri-Valley to deal with.
Yeah, I think it'll be a team effort to keep them off the glass, but if they get on the offensive boards and the defensive boards limiting Franklin's second shots, that could be a factor in the game.
We'll get ready to jump it up here. Morris will go left to right, and Franklin will go right to left. It will be Anastasia Edwards jumping it up here for Morris, and it'll be Rachel Cobain for Franklin. Officials just making sure everything's set with the clock, and we'll get ready to go. Good to see a lot of the Morris boys have stuck around to support their girls as well. As you know, they had the championship game before this again. And just in case you're just tuning in, the Edmiston boys winning 72-53. And we've pretty much confirmed through various different sources, social media, as well as some people texting me, that was the first title for the Edmiston boys since 1972. As you pointed out, Greg, they scored 72 points today. So what's that, a 47-year drought for the Panthers? Unbelievable.
Yeah, kind of ironic with the number of points scored.
I agree. That's one of those neat moments in sports. And, again, we talked about all the success Edmiston has had, soccer, baseball, state championships,
yep.
You know, sectional championships, everything like that. It's pretty amazing. So both teams have come back off the floor, and maybe they're having some sort of a problem with the scoreboard here as the officials are over at the score table working things out. Just a couple extra moments for those butterflies to set in for all these players.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier that the Orange has left the gym, but, I mean, the last game was packed. It doesn't seem to be that there's an open seat here for this game as well. So nice to see a turnout for the girls' game. Good atmosphere for the kids to play in.
Yeah, great atmosphere. You know, as we said during our pregame show on the boys, of course, our Butler Auto pregame show, is that it kind of feels more like a gym you'd play in the Tri-Valley League, which I think definitely maybe helps the quality of the game and the shooting. So that's always a nice thing as well. Again, our Butler Auto pregame show, we're glad to have you along. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Want to recognize our special sponsors as well, again, that have made it possible for us to be here, including the Morris Booster Club, Johnston Funeral Home, NYCM Insurance, Franklin Railroad Museum, Rich's Auto Body in Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance, as well as Keller Williams Realty, agent Stacy Frazier, and Community Bank in Morris, the branch there at Community Bank NA. So they're still working on the scoreboard. We're going to step away and take a little time out. The Morris girls in Franklin waiting to tip off here on WCDO. We'll be back.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods, Woods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe alongside GMU boys varsity coach Greg Bonskowski here at Hartwick College, waiting for the tip-off of the girls' Tri-Valley League championship game, and there's definitely some sort of issue with the scoreboard here. As, I mean, we were out at midcourt, we're ready to tip this thing off, and they've had to have some officials from Hartwick come over and take a look at the board, and well, this is tough as a coach. Your team's ready. They're out on the floor. They're ready to go, and now everyone's kind of standing around getting cold.
Waiting, yeah.
Yeah, waiting. So tough situation to be in, but it's just something you're going to have to overcome here. This either makes the nerves amp up more or
makes you relax a little bit
because this place was really a buzz, and now it's gone pretty quiet as they work on the scoreboard here again. The Edmiston boys beating Morris here in the boys' Tri-Valley League game at 5 o'clock. Again, the score there was 72-53, a great game which was close, and then Edmiston pulled away in the second half, and we expect another close game here as well today. Again, their regular season matchup, Franklin had a big lead early in that game. Morris came back, actually took the lead by two in the second half, and then Franklin was able to get some pressure and pull away for a 10-point victory. We heard from Coach Rhoda Flint in our pregame show from Morris. We'll hear from Coach Dutcher of Franklin in the halftime break. And Rhoda said they just didn't handle the pressure of Franklin very well. They threw all their guards at them, got a lot of turnovers and easy buckets, so they really wanted to focus on taking care of the ball here today against the Purple Devils. And, you know, if you're Morris, how do you handle going up against the Campbell sisters, Marissa and Kayla, which especially Kayla has just lit up the league for points night after night this year?
I think whenever you play a team that has a really solid offensive threat, you just have to say, they're probably going to score, but we have to try to make everything that they do, make them work for everything that they accomplish. So make them work to get the ball. Make them work to dribble and put the ball on the floor. Make them work to get open. Every shot, you want to have a hand in the face and make everything difficult for them to accomplish. And if you do that over the course of the game, you know, if it's a close game, towards the end of the game, that pressure and that, you know, effort that they have to exert throughout the game may make a difference towards the end.
I know per se Edmiston didn't really throw anything special at Matt Murphy, but he had 17 tonight. They made him work for every single look, every single bucket. So similar strategy there, and it paid off as Edmiston really tried to lock down and focus on Matt Murphy in our first game here tonight.
Yeah, in the first game, you know, it was close probably through three quarters, and then all of a sudden you looked up and Edmiston had a double-digit lead. And I think a lot of that had to do with, like you said, they continued to put pressure on the ball handlers from Morris. They continued to run in transition.
Yeah, it was an excellent job there by the Edmiston boys. All right, they got it. So they fixed the clock. Kudos to the guys down there at courtside. That's not an easy situation to be in, I'm sure.
No.
And so here we go. Both teams heading back out onto the floor. Morris girls, again, in the royal blue with the white trim. Franklin's in the white uniforms with the purple and the gold trim. We'll jump it up. This will be Rachel Cobain for Franklin and Anastasia Edwards here for Morris. We're ready to go. The Girls Tri-Valley League Championship. Morris girls trying to defend their title from a year ago. And we're underway. Franklin will win the opening tip at pinball the round and gets into the hands of Marissa Campbell here. Campbell will find Kayla Campbell and into the corner now for Cobain. Zips one across and finds Julie Archibald on the baseline. She'll travel and hand it back over.
Interesting on that tip there. The girl who jumped for Franklin caught the ball. The ball had not been possessed. Should have been Morris's ball because that's a violation. The jumper cannot touch the ball until someone has possessed it.
Double dribble for Morris by Madison Akins as she tried to bring it back up the floor. So Franklin will get it back. I mentioned that Akins normally isn't in the starting lineup. Looks like she's drawn the assignment of trying to be the blanket all over Kayla Campbell here on defense. Campbell to the top of the key. We'll have a foul here on Akins. Nice job by Campbell to absorb that contact as she was going from right to left.
I think that was a little bit of a hand check or an arm bar call there. Trying to play aggressive defense, which you want to do, but just got a little over-aggressive.
Franklin gets it into Campbell, into the corner now. Zips it across the top and finds a wide-open player. That's Olivia Heiser who puts it in, and it's 2-0. And Franklin comes with some full-court pressure. Morris gets it across midcourt, tiptoeing down the sideline. They'll lose it, and it's going to be a traveling violation on Madison Akins.
Franklin with a 2-1-2 press there. Did a nice job of keeping the ball on the side of the court.
Back across midcourt. Here is Julie Archibald. Archibald has had some big games this year when the Campbell sisters have, you know, been blanketed by defense. Here is Campbell, a pull-up jumper. It gets around a screen. It won't go. Rebound for Morris and Goodspeed. Ahead now for Liz Thompson. Thompson to the far side for Edwards and back into the hands of the point guard, the senior, Rhiannon Goodspeed. Goodspeed goes for Akins left side as Morris goes left to right. Franklin with a 2-0 lead, 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Goodspeed, steps in for three. It's too strong, and a rebound for Franklin.
Morris is in a triangle and two on the Campbell sisters.
Pass down low is off the mark and no good for Franklin. They were trying to get out and run in transition. Heiser couldn't get it. 6.5 to go in the first quarter, and now Akins will have her third turnover here of the first quarter. So she's in on defense, but some costly turnovers too. 6.5 to go first quarter. Franklin with an early 2-0 lead. They'll get it into Campbell in the backcourt, that's Kayla, and she'll find Julie Archibald on the left side of the floor. Archibald down low, wants to take it to the rim. This one is up and no good. Rebound opportunity here for Olivia Heiser, won't go. This time a rebound for the Mustangs. Down the floor to the left side for Akins, wants to take it right to the rim. It won't go. Rebound for Marissa Campbell, safely into the hands of Kayla. She'll get across the midcourt. Campbell trying to take it coast to coast. This one is no good. Rebound for Edwards and an outlet pass to Akins with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Akins gets tied up and it's stolen away by the Purple Devils. They go down low to Kayla Campbell. Nice move and she'll finish.
Yeah. That turnover really costly there as Franklin is able to capitalize. Nice pass and a good finish there by Campbell.
And now a steal on the inbounds pass. Tipped out of bounds though. Archibald couldn't hold on. And it'll stay with Morris. Purple Devils have done a nice job against the triangle and two so far. Hasn't seemed to faze them.
Yeah, they're getting good shots. They're executing, taking their time. Substitution there for Morris.
Yeah, and so coming into the ball game now will be Carissa Richards, I believe, came off the bench. Yep, she's one of the normal starters. Akins will head to the bench. So we'll see who draws the assignment of guarding Kayla Campbell the next time down the floor. Goodspeed across midcourt, lost control of it, and now a foul on Goodspeed. Archibald took it away from her, and Goodspeed, just the momentum carried her into her. They'll pick up the foul. That's the second team foul on Morris, first on Goodspeed. So Franklin in the backcourt. They will find Archibald across the Hawks logo at midcourt here at Hartwick College this evening. Campbell to the far side. Before the pass got to her, though, a traveling violation there on Archibald. 5:23 to go, first quarter. Franklin with an early 4-0 lead. Maybe some of these early turnovers, those nerves that you talked about,
yeah.
Coach. Here's Thompson at midcourt, and we'll get it back to Goodspeed. Goodspeed across the half-court timeline. We'll leave it for Richards, down low for Edwards. Tries to bank it in from straight away, no good. Gets her own rebound, and she's fouled. Edwards probably the tallest player on the court, right around 6 foot tall, and was able to grab that rebound, and she gets fouled.
Yeah, there's Morris's size coming into play early here in the first quarter.
5:10 to go in this first quarter, a 4-0 lead for Franklin over Morris. Edwards with the first shot coming as she steps in. And the first shot is too strong, no good for the junior.
Franklin was able to get on the board early with a couple of nice layups. Morris looking to break the ice here.
Edwards with her second shot, and this one rattles around and won't go. Rebound for Kayla Campbell. So Campbell in the backcourt will get across midcourt. Goes to the left side for Julie Archibald as they set up on offense. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And so now guarding Kayla Campbell will be Rhiannon Goodspeed. Campbell dishes it off, and the shot there from Olivia Heiser won't go down. Rebound for Morris and back up the floor for Carissa Richards, who had game-high 15 points against Cherry Valley Springfield in the semifinals. Leaves it for Goodspeed, dribbles in and shoots and scores. So got right across the foul line and put it in. So the Mustangs don't score their first points until about 3.5 minutes in, but it's still a two-point game. Goodspeed with a steal, wants to take it the length of the court, dishes it off for Richards, puts it in.
Nice steal and pass by the Goodspeed girl.
Now we're knotted up at 4-4 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Archibald is across midcourt, Franklin going right to left. They try to go to Kayla Campbell, they do. They get her the ball. Campbell to the top of the key. And now goes to Archibald, but a traveling violation. So some early turnovers hurting the Purple Devils now.
Franklin seems to be just rushing the last couple of possessions on offense rather than settling in and executing their offense against the defense of Morris.
Good speed in the backcourt. We'll get across midcourt. Finds Richards far side. Dishes down low, looking for Behringer. Creates some space, tosses it up and in. Tough angle, but she gets it to go. Morris leads 6-4 with 3:45 to go in the first quarter here in the Girls Tri-Valley League Championship tonight at Hartwick College. Nate Lull with you, alongside GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski. High post now for Heiser. Dribbles out, 15 on the shot clock, finds Archibald for three. Got it on the left side.
That time Franklin did a much better job of taking their time on offense and executing. Found an open player, unguarded, knocked down three-pointer.
3:20 to go in the first quarter. 7-6, Franklin on top of Morris. Now a steal by Campbell. This is Kayla sprinting down the floor, wants to finish, and does. Kayla Campbell with 4 points. Thompson with good effort to try to get back, but just was a step too slow to get there. Franklin leads 9-6. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Behringer, dribbles out of trouble, takes it down low. The shot won't go. Gets her own rebound, works it back out for Thompson. At the top of the key, three-point line extended. Now for Richards, and she'll fire. And this one's too strong. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Officials say it will stay with the Mustangs. One thing I've noticed so far about Franklin, last year, if Morris changed up their defense and did anything special, they just couldn't execute against it. So far tonight, they seem to have an answer.
Yeah, they've done a nice job several possessions executing.
2:48 to go, first quarter. Here's Edwards with a pull-up jumper. Can't get this one to go. And a rebound here for Franklin. Julie Archibald sprints down in front of the scorer's table, left side, wants to take it coast-to-coast, is blocked. And Morris will come away with the ball.
Nice play
Thompson.
There.
Yeah. Here is good speed across midcourt. Will now go to Behringer. Morris going left to right. Steal, though, by Kayla Campbell. She's looking to run. Splits two defenders. Campbell stops, wants a jumper from 10 feet, almost banks it in, but it rolls around the rim but wouldn't go. Rebound for Richards of Morris. 2:10 to go, first quarter, it's 9-6. Franklin is on top of Morris. Girls Tri-Valley League Championship, Liz Thompson with a floater in the lane, it won't go. Back out for Richards. Yeah, that was a nice play. Keep it in. They go down low for Behringer, can't get it. Rebound, Edwards. That shot won't go. Third time's the charm, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, though.
There's Morris's size coming to play again. Also, very nice hustle play there by Behringer to save that ball to Richards to keep the possession alive for Morris.
And so Edwards will head to the line. Must run in the family, both Nate in the first game and Anastasia, brother and sister, some of the tallest players on the court here today. Anastasia's first shot is up and good. And so it's 9-7. So Alyssa Whitney will come into the ball game. Heading to the bench will be Olivia Heiser for head coach Mike Dutcher and Franklin. Second shot for Edwards. Good. So Morris seems to be settling in late in the first quarter. 1:55 to go. It's 9-8. Franklin on top by a point. Here is Julie Archibald handling the point guard duties today, trying to find her way to Kayla Campbell, but good defense there by good speed of Morris to knock it out of bounds. So 1:45 to go, first quarter. Again, thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's banking easier. Archibald tries to feed it down low, off the leg of Thompson and out of play. So Franklin will do the inbounds duties here with Archibald. Again, they lead by a point. They get it into Marissa Campbell for a three. Foot might have been on the line. They'll say it was a two.
Good execution on out-of-bounds play there. Nice screen, roll to the corner, nice catch and shoot.
11-8 to score, 1:25 to go, first quarter. Here is good speed back down the floor for Morris. Tried to feed it back to the top of the key, stolen away by Marissa Campbell. She gets tied up, but somehow fed it out of there and gets it to Julie Archibald. Archibald across midcourt, 1:10 to go, first quarter. Archibald tries to take it through the teeth of the defense, shot won't go. Franklin leading 11-8, and now a foul on Archibald as Richard tried to bring it up the floor. Well, we had a visit from a Franklin alum,
yeah,
well-known female basketball player that was winning a couple of these Tri-Valley championships just a few years ago, and Jordan Beers came up to see us in between games. And so I think she even seemed nervous a little bit here for today's game.
Yes, I think so.
Right side for Richards, gets across midcourt. Not as nervous as when the boys were here a few years ago and brother Derek was playing. Into the corner now for Liz Thompson. Rolls out of bounds, last touched by Franklin, by Maddie Ackley. And it'll stay with Morris with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Franklin leading by three, 11-8. Morris gets it into good speed. Thompson has been a non-factor so far here. They're trying to get her the ball. She's looking to post up on the low block. They can't get it to her. Good speed fires a three. The bank is open. She puts it in.
Yeah, tough shot there. I think she had a defender in her face as well.
So good speed ties it up at 11. Franklin now goes into Whitney. She's blocked by Edwards. They'll work it around to the far side. The jumper won't fall for the Purple Devils. Rebound for Morris with 20 seconds to go. The shot missed there by Adriana Sperry. Back up the floor for Thompson. Thompson feeds it into Edwards into the interior. Her shot won't go. It was a good look. Wouldn't go down. And a jump ball on the rebound with 10 seconds left.
Yeah, good feed there by Thompson into the post. Edwards caught it, but her momentum was taking her to the baseline. She just needed to come down with it and then go back up strong. But she stayed in the play and got the jump ball, so Morris keeps possession.
Tied up at 11 with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Morris will work it in. No, stolen away here. Kayla Campbell trying to track it down. She just saves it inbounds. No, they'll say her foot was on the line. Great effort by both teams, though. Chasing that ball the length of the court after Campbell knocked it away. And Franklin just couldn't get there. So 5.1 to go. Morris will get it back in. They go to Richards. Now to Goodspeed. 3 seconds left. She's going to have to chuck it, and she does at the buzzer. No good. So we're tied up 11-11 at the end of the first quarter in the Girls Tri-Valley League Championship. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter on WCDO. Tyler Gregory is flying the Franklin Purple Devil flag here down in front of the Purple Devil student section as we start the second quarter. As we said earlier, the crowd has been great all day for the boys game earlier, which Edmiston won 72-53 over the Morris boys. And we're tied up 11-11 between Franklin and Morris as we start the second quarter. Franklin will have the ball going right to left. Here is Archibald at the top of the key. Archibald will look to set it up on offense. And now they go to Campbell on the right side. Campbell feeds one over for Maddie Ackley. Couldn't get it to go down. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll go back to Morris.
Good opportunity there. Really nice pass. Campbell drew the defense, found an open player, just wasn't able to convert.
Morris gets it into the backcourt. Good speed. Handles the press, but then throws it away. And then a foul on Anastasia Edwards after the steal by Alyssa Nowitny. Coach, have you seen any big changes, anything Morris has changed over the course of the contest here so far defensively?
There was a couple possessions there in the first quarter where they switched to a man-to-man defense. Right now they're back in the triangle and two, trying to take away Marissa and Kayla. But they are having a little more pressure put out on the point guard.
Kayla beats the defense this time, does everything but finish. A right-handed layup from the right low block won't go. Morris with a rebound. Good look, just wouldn't fall. Morris back up the floor with good speed. Finds Carissa Richards into the corner for Thompson. She wanted that three but didn't pull the trigger on it. It was good defense right on her. Morris will go to Anastasia Edwards. Turnaround shot, no, blocked by Kayla Campbell. Two on one if they hurry. Kayla down the right wing, takes it coast to coast. Can't get it to go. Marissa hunting for the rebound, puts it up, and that rolls out. There's a lid on the Franklin rim now. Ball out of bounds, stays with the Purple Devils.
Yeah, two good looks there for Franklin, but just weren't able to convert.
Timeout taken here by the Mustangs. 6:57 to go in the second quarter. We're tied up 11-11 on CDO. We'll be back.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 6:57 to go, second quarter. Girls Tri-Valley League Championship tonight on WCDO. Nate Lull joined by GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski. Kayla Campbell out of the timeout, pulls up for a jumper. The lid's off. She got that one.
Very nice move there. Got to the right elbow. Little pull-up jump shot, nothing but net.
13-11 the score. Franklin on top by a deuce. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Goodspeed coast to coast. Left-handed layup won't go. Rebound squirts out to Kayla Campbell. Sprints down the right side. Tries to take it to the rim. Gets the bucket in. She's fouled. Campbell, the freshman, with 8 points. And going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play as Franklin leads 15-11 now. Team foul situation here is in the girls' game. The fouls reset every quarter. Morris now with two. And Franklin with none. So Campbell settling in at the line. And it's good.
Oh, 5-0 run there for Franklin.
Campbell had a heck of a first half last year. I believe it was 18 points in the first half. So Morris has seen this story before. It's 16-11 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Good speed up the left side of the floor. Gets across the Hawks logo there. Runs into a double team. Picks up her dribble in a bad spot, but gets it to Carissa Richards and the right side. And now to Liz Thompson, tried to skip it across the top of the defense, but Marissa Campbell was there to punch it away. And Thompson's still looking for her first points here. One of the high scorers for this Morris team. Loves the three-point shot. I think Franklin's taken it away so far. Morris works it into the right low block for Brigham. Wants a turnaround shot here is blocked by Nowitny, but they'll say she got her on the wrist. Kylie Brigham will shoot two. 6:10 to go in the second Franklin quarter, 16-11, Franklin on top.
This is Nowitny, that's her first.
And so Brigham will step to the line. The junior will be shooting two. Gets the first one to go. Brigham, one of those players that's in and out of the starting lineup as Morris needs her and can do a little bit of everything out there for head coach Rhoda Flint. Brigham's second shot coming here as Morris tries to keep this a tight ball game. They currently trail 16-12. Brigham's second shot rattles in. Hit the front of the rim and then falls in. And so it's 16-13 with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. Campbell across midcourt. This is Kayla finding Julie Archibald. Archibald will now go to Olivia Heiser. Heiser tried to go on a little backdoor, a little fake pass there.
Just a little high with the pass.
Yeah.
It was there. Would have been a tight fit with the ball, but it's a nice look.
Was looking for Kayla over on the far side. Just didn't connect. 5:55 to go, second quarter. It is Franklin 16, Morris 13. Here's Brigham across midcourt. Stops and gets it back to Goodspeed. Goodspeed tries to go back to Brigham. Pass was too tall, out of bounds, and back to the Purple Devils.
Right play there. She was open, just a little bit too high on the pass.
And so Kayla Campbell will walk it up the floor here for, again, undefeated in the league this year. Franklin at 11-0, 15-2 overall. Top of the key here for Heiser. We'll go to Archibald. Steps in for a three. Got it. Archibald gets it to go. She's got 6 points on 2 3-pointers. Well, we do have a whistle, though. I didn't catch anything there, Coach. Did you?
I don't know if they were checking to see if it was a three or not. That could be the only thing I could think that they would stop to see. I think he was checking.
Behringer comes in. Thompson to the bench.
It was a three. It's kind of hard to tell here at the college court because you have the college three-point line and the high school three-point line. Both shades of blue, one a little lighter. Yep, that's what they were verifying, that it was a three-pointer.
You didn't have to use those lines. You just fired it as soon as you get across half court here in your days.
I think Mr. Lambros would have been pretty unhappy if we fired it right across half court.
So here's Richards across half court for Morris. Goes to Brigham on the far side, rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to Franklin with 5:18 to go in the second quarter. 19-13 to score. So you had 10 threes in a game?
No, my high was 9.
It was 9, okay.
Yeah.
Was that here in this gym?
No, it was at RIT.
Okay. And so to the right side of the floor here for Franklin with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. We talked about that in the first game, that Greg played here at Hartwick back in the day. A great pass from Campbell down low to Julie Archibald. It was wide open. Great execution.
Yeah, nice cut, nice find. As she was dribbling, she had her head up and was able to see the cutter.
So Campbell has 9, Kayla that is, and Julie Archibald with 8. And Franklin leads 21-13 with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Long three ball here from Akins. Might have gotten partially blocked, but it was well short of the rim. Franklin comes away with the ball. Campbell across midcourt. Franklin just kind of in control at the moment. Archibald left side, thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. They reverse far side for Kayla. Back out to the top of the key here for Heiser. Heiser now will find Archibald, works around the defense, can't get the shot to go. Campbell back out for Heiser, buries it.
Great rebound by Kayla and find of her open teammate. Timeout here by Morris.
Franklin fans are into it here, getting fired up. Biggest lead of the game for the Purple Devils, 23-13. 4:13 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Girls Tri-Valley Championship tonight at Hartwick College. Franklin girls leading Morris 23-13. Goodspeed is fouled as Morris breaks the full court pressure as she tried to take it to the rim. We'll see who this is on for Franklin. Foul will be on Heiser. It's going to be the first foul on Franklin in the second quarter. Morris will look to get it in. They find Goodspeed on the right side. Goodspeed, a good fake. Didn't take the shot, though, and goes back to the far side for Akins. To the high post for Thompson. Feeds it down low for Brigham. Shot goes up. Knocked out of bounds here by Brigham, but she is fouled, it looks like, with 3:53 to go in the second. So Brigham will step in with 3:53 to go here, second quarter. And Morris just needs something to kind of turn the tide back in their favor if you're a Mustangs fan. Brigham gets the first to go.
Yeah, Elizabeth Thompson, I don't think, has gotten in the scoring column yet. And they're trying to get the ball into her inside. She was a sister on this the basket there, or the foul where Brigham went to the line.
Thompson couldn't get the rebound there off the miss, so it remains 23-14, just rolled out of her hands. Franklin comes away with it. Here is Campbell. Feeds one to the far side, excuse me, folks, as we go to Archibald. Gets into the paint, wants to take it right at Thompson. Can't get the shot to go. Liz was able to alter that one, and Morris will come away with the ball with 3:30 to go, second quarter. Akins across midfloor for the Mustangs. Now finds Thompson. Thompson tries to feed it across for Brigham. The defense was there, but it goes back to Thompson. Her shot won't go from straight on 5 feet out. Franklin with the ball. So Morris has just gone a little cold shooting on the inside. 3:10 to go before the halftime break. We'll hear from Franklin head coach Mike Dutcher at the break. As his Lady Purple Devils lead 23-14 right now. Ball almost out of bounds. Franklin keeps it in. Then Morris will take it away, and a reach-in foul on Heiser.
Franklin foul number 12, Olivia Heiser.
Now, Franklin's press has bothered Morris a little bit. They haven't really scored except for the early basket, but they have gotten extra possessions. Morris will get it over half court, and then there'll be a turnover or a steal, and that's given some extra possessions here to Franklin early in the first half.
Cobain checks in. Heiser back to the bench here for Franklin. Again, the Purple Devils leading 23-14, 2:55 to go in the second quarter from Hartwick College. Here's Goodspeed, finds Brigham. Back out now for Akins. They rotate the ball to the far side for Carissa Richards. She steps in, wants a three. It dies on the back of the rim, and the loose ball gets cleaned up here by Campbell. Campbell across midcourt. Dribbles down the right side, works one back out. Franklin setting up offense here with Cobain. Cobain leaves it for Marissa Campbell, who only has 2 points so far, but certainly does a lot of the little things on the floor to help get her get the ball to her sister many times, and Kayla Campbell. Kayla with the ball now, 5 on the shot clock, pulls up from the elbow on the right side and buries it. She's into double figures with 11.
That's her second basket on a similar pull-up jump shot there from the right elbow area.
25-14 now the score for Franklin, but a foul on the Purple Devils on that full court press. I guess that's, you know, you put that press in, it's a risk you take some of those fouls there. Timeout's going to be taken here by Mike Dutcher, and the Lady Purple Devils will step away. Franklin leads 25-14, 2:08 to go in the second quarter. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
That was the fifth team foul against Franklin, so Morris will be shooting for the rest of the half. This will send Goodspeed to the line. Those five fouls added up quickly. So Goodspeed will step in to shoot two here for the Lady Mustangs. Franklin leads 25-14, make it 25-15.
These last 2 minutes are pretty critical here in this game. If Morris can get a couple of baskets and stops, they can get right back in this game.
Second shot here from Goodspeed. And this one rattles in and out. Thompson with the rebound, puts it in. First bucket of the night for Liz Thompson. And it's 25-17, 2 minutes to go in the half before the halftime break. Campbell works it across midcourt. Franklin going right to left, gets around, finds Marissa. She's fouled as she goes up for the jumper. Believe the foul is going to be on Madison Akins. Here it is, the freshman. Akins started tonight, drew the assignment of guarding Kayla Campbell, and she's been doing her best, but she's picked up a couple of fouls in the process. That's her second. Marissa will step into the line. First shot coming. This one is short. I've always thought watching Franklin this season, you know, Marissa, if she gets hot from three-point land, is a great shooter.
Yes.
So if they can get her into that a little more, she makes the second foul shot. That would be a nice thing as well tonight for the Purple Devils. It's 26-17, Franklin on top, a minute 52 to go in the half. Behringer will inbound the ball and get it to Brigham. Brigham lost control of it, but Richards was there to scoop up the loose change. Zips one over to the far side for Thompson, steps in for a long two, out of bounds. Last touch there by Campbell to stay with Morris. Minute 40 to go before the halftime break. Franklin leading 26-17. Morris will work it in. They find Carissa Richards again. Only an eighth grader, but she's played some big minutes this year for the Mustangs. They work it inside for the senior Liz Thompson. Back out for Richards. Shoots from straightaway. Splash. She got it. And Richards has 4 points. 26-19. Morris hanging around here with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Julie Archibald. Back now for Maddie Ackley at the top of the key. They try to go to Kayla Campbell, but they threw it away. And a big possession coming for the Mustangs.
Yeah, they've been able to get a couple of baskets here in the last 2 minutes and kind of close the gap. If they can get another hoop here and a stop, they can go to the locker room in good shape.
Inbound pass for Goodspeed. Ahead now for Richards. Gets across midcourt. Coming up on a minute to go before the halftime break. Morris skips it across. Pull-up jumper here for Goodspeed, won't go. Rebound for Ackley. And Morris will hustle back on defense as Franklin brings it up. There's Kayla Campbell for three. Got it. They left her all alone, and she made them pay. Campbell now with 14 of Franklin's 29 points. The Purple Devils lead 29-19. 40 seconds left before the half. That was a big shot there.
Yeah.
Richards into the corner. She's fouled. No, they'll say it was out of bounds, I believe. And it's going to go back to Franklin. 34 seconds to go. I mean, you were just saying, you know, it felt like Morris was closing that gap, and then Campbell bangs that three. The gap goes right back up.
They just lost her in the transition there. Franklin, you got to give them credit. They found her, and she was able to knock down a big three.
30 seconds to go, second quarter. Franklin could pretty much play for the last possession here if they want. Not much difference between game clock and shot clock. They'll go to Marissa Campbell, far side, had it punched away, has to chase it into the backcourt. It was tipped, so they'll keep possession. No backcourt there. 15 seconds to go, second quarter. They go to Kayla Campbell, lost it. Good steal there by Rhiannon Goodspeed. She's been all over tonight on defense. 10 seconds left. Morris at midcourt. And Behringer gets tied up for a jump ball. The arrow is going to keep it with Morris with 5 seconds left. Behringer might have got away with a travel there.
I think so.
She took the NBA rules there. Morris will get it into the backcourt here with good speed. She's right at half court. 2 seconds left. Back to Behringer. I don't think they know that this much time is left. They don't get the shot off. And it's the halftime break. 29-19, Franklin girls on top of Morris at the half. Greg, your thoughts on the opening half here?
I mean, it seems very similar to last year's game. I mean, Franklin had a double-digit lead going to the locker room. Morris had done a good job to close the gap there at the end of the second quarter. That three really was costly. So, you know, similar to what we talked about in the first game. Morris is going to the locker room. I'm sure their coach, Coach Flint, will be saying, hey, we were in this spot last year. We know what to do. We need to come out and play exactly as we did last year in the second half over at Oneonta State. And I'm sure Franklin, in the back of their mind, they're really happy with where they are, but I'm sure there's some thought process going through their minds of this is right where we were last year.
Kind of eerie the way it's worked out here, as Franklin will have a 29-19 lead at the halftime break. And so very interested to see what happens in the second half here at Hartwick College. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito by calling 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Franklin girls head coach Mike Dutcher, and then Greg and I will come back and break everything down here, give you the scoring summary from the first half, and talk a little bit more about the girls' game and as well with the boys' game earlier today. Of course, the Edmiston boys defeating Morris 72-53 for their first Tri-Valley League title in 47 years. Halftime score here, Franklin 29, Morris 19. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil Basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
The Girls Tri-Valley League Championship this Saturday on WCDO. Nate Lull with you here, and we're now joined by Franklin Girls Head Coach Mike Dutcher. Coach, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes for us.
Yeah, no problem. I look forward to the game and look forward to talking to you.
Well, Coach, Franklin and Morris for the second straight year. It seemed like throughout the year these two teams looked like they were going to rise to the top of the league the way it worked out. So should be an exciting game on Saturday. Your thoughts as we head in?
Yeah, we are expecting a very exciting game. Again, our team, we feel very fortunate that we've had a really good year and we've earned the right to go back to play Morris in the championship. We played them once during the regular season. I think they know us. I think we know them.
take us back to your regular season game against the Mustangs, a game which you won, and anything that stuck out from that night, just the way it was played. It was a hard-fought game, as I remember.
Yeah, just right from the opening tip, it seems like the intensity was just at a really good level. You know, both teams played well. Both teams had certain individuals that seemed to kind of carry their team at times. And I think that's going to be a lot about how the championship game is going to go. There's different people that hopefully can lead us, and I'm sure they're going to have different people that lead them. And, you know, I expect another real high-intensity kind of game.
Coach, I have to ask, you know, you were in this position last year against Morris and came out really strong. Morris had a little bit stronger of a second half and came away with the victory. So how much is your team looking forward to getting back on the court and maybe bringing a banner back to FCS?
You know, that last year's game was a tale of two halves. It really was. You know, one thing that about us is that last year we just had one returning varsity player in Kirsten Brownell. And for everybody else, it was their first, you know, varsity action and their first time ever really to be on a big stage like that. And, you know, after the loss last year, it helped us understand what our goals were for this year to try to get back there. And, you know, I think, you know, having played in that game last year, I think, you know, the focus is just going to be a little bit better because we've been there and we're hopefully going to be able to handle the situation just a little bit better.
I was impressed with your schedule this year. It seemed like you went out, especially in the non-league, and challenged yourself against some teams that, you know, when you get to a level like this, the championship game and sectionals and beyond, that, you know, your team would be battle-tested from some tight games during the regular season.
That was, you know, one of our goals as we sat down with our athletic director, Daryl Beers, was, you know, how can we play some real tough non-league games, you know, to prepare yourself for games like this on Saturday and as you go into sectional play. And, you know, all those kind of games early on, you know, win or lose, they always pay off because it's a level of physicality and a level of intensity and focus that you have to have if you're going to be successful this time of year.
If you follow Franklin girls basketball, of course, you know the Campbell sisters, Kayla and Marissa. They're absolutely spectacular for you guys. But, you know, recently you've had some of your role players really step up and have some big games. Can you talk about that a little?
You know, we have four seniors on the team, and Julie, Olivia, Rachel, and Adri. We have some strength in our juniors as well with Maddie and Alyssa and Molly. And it seems like on different nights, we have had different girls that step up. Sometimes lead us in scoring, sometimes giving us that solid 8 to 10 points that makes the difference so that we aren't a team that you just focus on one or two people. And that's going to be key.
Our last question here with Franklin girls head coach Mike Dutcher. Coach, you're going up against Morris, like you said, a team that you know very well and you're prepared for, but some keys maybe that stick out that would help you guys, you know, slow the Mustangs down and maybe come out on top.
Well, you know, Morris is very well coached by Coach Flint, and they're a challenge because of their size. You know, we have to make sure that we don't get beat on the boards. We have to make sure we check out. We have to know who their strengths are, who their shooters are. I mean, they're a good team. I think we're a good team, and it's going to be two good teams going at it on Saturday night.
Franklin girls head coach Mike Dutcher. Coach, always appreciate the time. We'll see you on Saturday, and really looking forward to the Tri-Valley Championship again, Franklin and Morris.
I know Franklin will be out there supporting us. There'll be a wave of purple in the stands. Our girls are excited, and we just want them to really enjoy the moment, and it should be a lot of fun on Saturday night.
Best of luck, Coach. This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll have more action. Franklin and Morris coming up on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond.
With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today at Marabito. For more details, call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Enjoyed that interview with Franklin Girls head coach Mike Dutcher. Of course, we heard from Morris Girls coach Rhoda Flint during our Butler Auto pregame show here today. Halftime score at Hartwick College, the Girls Tri-Valley League Championship. Franklin leading 29-19. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDL alongside GMU Boys varsity coach Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in Sydney. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Franklin, 14 points from Kayla Campbell, 8 from Julie Archibald, 4 from Olivia Heiser, 3 from Marissa Campbell on the Franklin side. For Morris, a team high 6 points from Rhiannon Goodspeed, and then pretty even the rest of the way. 4 for Carissa Richards, 3 from Kylie Brigham, 2 apiece from Liz Thompson and from Samantha Behringer. So both teams have been in this position before, as we talked about. Morris was down by, I believe it was 15 last year in the Tri-Valley Championship game over at Suco, came back to win that game against Franklin. So as we said before, we heard from Coach Dutcher that very eerily similar feeling, and I'm sure both teams went in the locker room saying, hey, we've been here once or twice before, so we'll see how the second half plays out. But coach, your thoughts on that first half? I thought Franklin did a great job of executing against the different defenses Franklin threw at them.
Franklin did a really nice job of taking their time on offense once they got it up. They didn't have anything in transition, and executing and setting good screens for the people that were being guarded in the man-to-man part of the triangle and two. And then they did a nice job of finding the open people in spots where they could catch and shoot. I think that was a result of the two threes for Archibald. So it should be interesting. I think Morris needs to take advantage a little bit more maybe of their size inside. We saw late in the first quarter when Morris got back into the game a little bit, it was due to their size. They had several offensive rebounds. So it should be interesting. As you said, last year it was a 15-point game. Morris came back and won. It's only 10, and with the 3-point shot, that's not too far out of the game. So should be an interesting second half.
You know, talking with fans and coaches last year, and myself included, I mean that game at halftime last year, I thought, okay, this is probably, I mean, never say never, but I thought that game was probably over, and Morris proved me wrong and proved many people wrong. So interested to see if they can do it again here, and kudos to them last year, but kudos to Franklin for coming in here and building up this lead again and executing the way they did.
Yeah.
So we'll take a break. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. 29-19 the score. Franklin girls leading in the Tri-Valley Championship over Morris. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back once again. WCDO Sports tonight live at Hartwick College. Two good games today. The Edmiston boys defeating Morris in the 5 o'clock boys Tri-Valley League Championship game, 72-53. We're just about to start the third quarter of the girls game. Franklin leading Morris 29-19. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, as well as GMU boys varsity coach Greg Bomskowski. Coach, it's been great having you here today.
Yes. While we got a little break here, I know several coaches have said it in their interviews, but on behalf of all the local basketball players and basketball coaches and sports community in our area, you do a phenomenal job, and the coverage that you give these high school student-athletes is just outstanding. So
thank you. Yeah, no, thank you. It's my pleasure. When people say that, I say it's not like a job for me because I just enjoy it so much. But I appreciate that. As we get the third quarter underway, Franklin with the basketball. Kayla Campbell dishes one off here for Maddie Ackley, and the shot won't go. And Morris with a rebound. So let's see how the second half plays out this year. As we said during the break, Morris was down 15 at the half last year against Franklin, came back and won.
The first couple minutes here are crucial.
Liz Thompson dials up a three. It's too strong. That's her first attempt at a three, I would say, today. Rebound to Kayla Campbell. And she'll walk it up the floor. Campbell, just a freshman, along with sister Marissa. Kayla wants to dial this one up for a three. Got it. And she's got 17. I think a big thing, we heard Coach Dutcher say last year that they only had one returning varsity player on that team last year. The Campbell sisters were eighth graders, so it had to be a big learning experience for them a year ago. Here is good speed, right side, dribbles in on the baseline, dishes off for Edwards, shot is good, and there's that height you talked about, Greg.
Yeah, I think they need to do a little more of that, get the ball inside, take advantage of their height advantage.
6:50 to go, third quarter, 32-21 the score. Franklin girls on top of Morris. Here is Julie Archibald, right side. Franklin now going left to right to start the third quarter. They have it right wing side in front of their own bench. Now back to the top of the key for Archibald. Gets a screen from Campbell, takes it down low. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Maddie Ackley in the land of the trees, but she shuffled her feet. And the ball is going to go back to Morris with 6.5 to go in the third. Again, Franklin leading 32-21.
Nice defense there by Thompson. She kept straight up and down, challenged the shot. Morris able to come up with the rebound. Let's see if they can capitalize at the offensive end.
Thompson with the inbounds pass to Edwards. Still the full court pressure as has been there all game from Franklin. This time Morris beats it. A little home run pass to midcourt for Behringer. Now back to good speed, right side. Morris going right to left. Right side of the floor for Richards. They try to feed it to the interior. Good speed's pass got tipped out of bounds. It's going back to Franklin with 6:13 to go in the third. Thompson going to the bench. And Akins comes in. Coach Flint having some words here with Liz Thompson. Trying to get her back on track, I'm sure. One of their big players. Just trying to get her into a rhythm. Kayla Campbell left side again with 17 of Franklin's 32 points. Dishes down low for Julie Archibald, who finishes.
Great backdoor cut by Archibald, and Kayla found her.
Good speed, Will. Get to midcourt. Good pass across for Behringer. They break the press nicely, but can't finish the shot off. Behringer misses the left-handed layup. Kayla Campbell there for the rebound. Back up the floor. Franklin leading 34-21 and a foul by Richards. Campbell's just kind of just taken over this game.
Yeah, I mean, the three at the end of the first half, the three to start the half, the assist there. She's really putting her fingerprints all over this one.
34-21 the score. Inbounds pass for Kayla. She couldn't finish that one. Kind of lost control of the ball. And ball, I think, oh, there's going to be a foul here on Matty Ackley on the rebound, so Morris will get it back. So again, 5:40 to go, third quarter. Morris will try to beat the full court pressure. They do with Richard. She lost it at midcourt and another turnover. Back into the hands of Kayla Campbell. She just looks so much more confident in this game this year than she did a year ago. Leaves it off for Ackley, right side. Now goes back to Heiser. Three-point line extended. Top of the key. Heiser gets around a screen. Rolls down into the corner on the right side. Back for Kayla Campbell. Dishes for Heiser in the corner. Pull-up jumper. Left it short.
Edward Tite bothered her on that shot there.
Yeah, kind of the Twin Towers inside. Of course, Thompson on the bench, but Behringer's pretty tall as well. And Edwards out there for Morris. Mustangs with the ball. Here's Richards, left side. Bangs off the front of the rim. Won't go down. Archibald will clean the glass and look to bring it forward. With 4:55 to go in the third, it's 34-21. Franklin girls leading Morris in the Tri-Valley Championship. Archibald down low and a foul, I believe, here on the Mustangs. Yes, it's going to be on Richards. Picks up two quick ones here.
Morris just can't seem to get the ball to go in the basket. They're getting good shots on the offensive end. They just can't seem to find a consistent scorer or scorers.
Purple Devils will look to get it in, and they do to Kayla Campbell, left side. Wants to dribble to the top of the key. Reverses, left side, little crossover, puts it in, and finishes. Campbell with 19, timeout Morris. The Franklin fans are on their feet. Purple Devils lead 36-21. With 4:45 to go in the third, we'll be back on CDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4:45 to go, third quarter. Franklin girls leading 36-21. Coach, talk a little bit about what Kayla Campbell has done here so far in the second half with this swing.
I mean, they have 7 points, Franklin, in the second half here, and she's scored 5 of the 7, and the other two she assisted on a nice backdoor pass to Archibald. So she, like we you stated, she's really taken over the game here. Her fingerprints are all over it.
Morris works it inside, and that's what they need to do at the right low block for Anastasia Edwards. She's got 6 points. She finishes it off. It's 36-23. Kayla Campbell back up the floor. 4:15 to go, third quarter. Franklin with the lead. Kayla finds Marissa, her sister. Dishes off for Julie Archibald. Her jumper won't go off the front of the rim. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay here with Franklin. I think Franklin looks a lot more comfortable this year, another year under their belt, but thought they played some good non-conference games, non-league games here this year as well, and really challenged themselves by going over to the Southport right early in the year. And, you know, they lost that game, but I thought they could deal with the pressure that the Rams bring, and it's going to pay off in a game like this here tonight.
They're showing a lot of composure. They seem very relaxed. They don't seem nervous at all.
Morris throws the ball away here after just getting it back with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. And Franklin will inbound directly in front of their own bench. They find Kayla Campbell. She tries to go to Marissa. Got stuck in a tough spot there. Ran out of real estate. They get it back. Kayla for three. This one's an air ball. Knocked out of bounds.
Good hustle, though, by Franklin there.
Yeah, they kept that play alive and got a look. Just Kayla maybe rushed the shot a little bit there and couldn't get it off the way she wanted. Morris will get it in, and still this full-court pressure is relentless from Franklin. Edwards gets it across midcourt, finds Akins, zips one over to Behringer, left side. She goes for good speed on the right side now, dribbles baseline, back for Behringer, falling away, didn't have her feet set. Rebound for good speed, puts it up, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she'll head to the line. 3:40 to go in the third. Franklin leads 36-23. Good speed I think has maybe had the most consistent game today so far for Morris, leading the way with 6 points. And the senior puts the first one in.
She's had some nice drives to the basket and a couple. I think she made one three-pointer there in the first half.
Yeah, she did. Early on after she got that first bucket, then she hit a three and kind of kept Morris in it. She'll miss the second foul shot here, so she's got 7 points at the moment. It's 36-24. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Left side now for Julie Archibald. Archibald gets tied up in a double team, finds her way back to Maddie Ackley. And now to Marissa Campbell. Campbell will leave it for Kayla. Marissa to Kayla, now back to Marissa. Thought about a three, pump fakes, gets into the lane, dishes down low for a wide open Julie Archibald. She puts it in.
Archibald just snuck behind the zone there, and Marissa did a nice job finding her.
12 points now for Archibald, and Franklin leads 38-24. You know, a big part of that comeback last year for Morris was the three balls of Liz Thompson. She's only got 2 points here so far tonight and is on the bench currently. She's going to be checking back in a minute. Behringer with the ball, and she's fouled by Kayla Campbell with 2:50 to go in the third.
That's her third foul. I mean, there's still 2:50 left here in the third quarter. So we'll have to watch that, see if she can pick up her fourth.
2:50 to go. That would be a huge piece of the puzzle there if Campbell had to go to the bench. Morris comes back in with Brigham and Thompson. Brigham throws this one away. A steal by Marissa. Marissa finds Kayla, and the Campbell connection there will bring it across midcourt with 2:35 to go in the third. Marissa with the ball, picks it up after a kind of a sloppy pass, but gets it back. Now goes to Archibald, left side. Back to Marissa, steps into a three. This one is short. Rebound, Maddie Ackley, swatted out of there by Edwards. And an outlet pass here for good speed, but she lost control of it. It's going to go back to Franklin.
Good pressure by Franklin on the outlet pass after the rebound by Morris.
2:20 to go in the third. It's 38-24. Franklin girls on top and in control here at Hartwick College. Inbound pass to Kayla Campbell. Zips one back out for Marissa. She tries a long two and gets it to go.
Nice pass.
Campbell with five there. It's 40-24 with 2:05 to go in the third. Good speed back up the floor. Morris trailing by 16. Here is Carissa Richards. Her three ball hits the front of the rim, rattles out, and a foul here on Morris. On the rebound, going to be on Anastasia Edwards. Here's our team foul situation. Three fouls apiece for Franklin and for Morris. Third on Edwards there, so another big piece to look there for the Mustangs. 1:55 to go, third quarter. Of course, the Morris boys lost to Edmiston earlier today, and sure, the Mustang faithful are holding on to that hope that maybe the Lady Mustangs could bring home a banner. A steal here by Goodspeed. They got some work to do late in the third. They go to Brigham. Works one back out. Thompson, there's that three ball. Rattles in and out. Rebound for Brigham, and she's fouled. And they'll say it was on the floor here with a minute 35 to go in the third. And Franklin again leading 40-24.
With a minute 35 here, you almost wonder if maybe it wouldn't be beneficial to get Kayla out of the game here with the three fouls.
Yeah, let her sit for a little bit.
Yeah. Could steal a minute or so here. But I know she's vital to their success. She handles the ball, brings it up, draws a lot of attention on the defensive end from the other team.
So Morris will inbound with Thompson. Thompson looking to get it in. They try to go to Brigham. The pass was too tall. And Franklin with a steal. Cross midcourt for Campbell. Campbell at the top of the key. Stops. We'll go to the left side. That was Adriana Sperry who's checked into the game. Sperry gets it back and wasn't expecting it off her hands and out of bounds. And back to Morris. Make sure you stay tuned. After the final quarter, we'll have our postgame show where we'll hand out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. That'll be after the fourth quarter here tonight. During our post-game show. Here's Liz Thompson. Brings it down, finds Anastasia Edwards. A good pass, and she'll finish.
Nice look there by Thompson into Edwards.
40-26 now the score with a minute to go in the third. Kayla Campbell with the ball on the right wing side. Little give and go from Marissa back to Kayla. Kayla into the corner, finds Maddie Ackley for a pull-up jumper at the foul line. Won't go. Rebound, but now stolen by Campbell. Reverse layup and just in a bad spot there and couldn't get it to go. angle was tough, and it was too high arcing of a shot. Morris back down the floor, 35 seconds to go, third quarter. They find Carissa Richards, now back to Liz Thompson. Entry pass at the high post. They'll dish it from Edwards down low for Brigham. Her shot won't go, and a foul underneath.
But that was one of the best sequences of Morris offensively. Ball movement. The ball was going high-low. Real nice look by Edwards to Brigham.
Yeah, that was great. Good passing, good ball movement. Just lid was on the rim again here for the Mustangs as Carissa Richards, the eighth grader, will step in. A lot of young talent on the floor here tonight for both teams as Richards' first shot is short. Second one coming. Archibald comes in, and that will be Sperry heading back to the bench. So Archibald got a quick breather. 28 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. Richards with her second shot off the back of the rim, no good. And a rebound for Archibald with 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Kayla Campbell with 19 points, gets to midcourt, across the Hartwick Hawks logo.
Franklin can hold for the last shot here.
15 seconds to go. They seem content to work it around. Marissa on the right side will find Maddie Ackley. Down low, turnaround shot for No Whitney. Back to Ackley off a block. Won't go. 2 seconds left. Franklin's going to run out of time. And a foul right as the buzzer sounds. End of the third quarter. Franklin girls leading 40-26. 8 minutes left to decide it. We'll be back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Started the fourth quarter on WCDO. Our score 40-26, the Franklin girls on top of Morris. And can the Mustangs pull off a comeback? They have a big hole to dig out of here.
They do start with the ball here in the fourth quarter. If they can get a basket here and a stop and another basket, got an opportunity.
They're really going to have to believe that they can do this here again. We'll have a whistle right off the inbounds pass here.
The shot clock did not start in unison with the game clock.
I'm always impressed with, not many people will agree with this statement, but the officials have to keep up with a lot of things. I didn't notice that. I didn't catch it. They did. That's great.
Now, in all reality, they should just put eight minutes back on the clock here.
Yes.
They should not leave it at 7:57. They should put 8 minutes back on the clock, reset the shot clock to 30, and that's what they're going to do.
Yep, that's what they're going to do. That's great. Well, this time of the year, you know, you get some of these crews into the championship games, deep into sectionals, a lot of experience and high ratings, and they get these games. I know not many fans will agree with me there. So.
Depends which fans you're asking.
Exactly. Here's Anastasia Edwards with a pass and a shot down low. She can't get it to go. We'll have a jump ball. And Franklin will get it back on the arrow.
Morris got exactly what you'd want, though. They got the ball inside to Edwards, just not able to convert.
Franklin will walk it back up the floor. They can take their time here. Don't want to lose that rhythm, but time is certainly in their favor. Good crossover by Kayla. Works it to the high post for Maddie Ackley, who pulls it back out and finds Marissa Campbell. Campbell to the far side. Well, we're going to have a foul down low, I believe, on Archibald for maybe pushing off, trying to get some room over there on the baseline. I didn't see it exactly.
Yeah, she was trying to get open, very closely defended, I think by Carissa Richards, and she just kind of used her arm to try to create some space to get the ball, and the official saw it.
7.5 to go, fourth quarter. Liz Thompson dribbles out of trouble. They beat the full court pressure. Here's Rhiannon, good speed, works it down low for Behringer. The shot rattles in. There's a good bucket there for Behringer. She's got 4 points.
Now they need to string together some stops.
40-28 the score. 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Still a lot of time, but it's a big hole for Morris. Can Franklin answer? Here's Kayla Campbell. The freshman already has 19 points. Works one back out, and there's a jumper from Alyssa Nowitny. Puts it in. There's a role player stepping up.
Very nice find there by Kayla.
In the backcourt, good speed, works it forward. They break the press. They find Anastasia Edwards. Wide open, did everything but finish there, and Franklin scoops up the loose ball. Archibald back across midcourt, and we'll leave it for Nowitny. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin leading 42-28. Nowitny tries a bounce pass there from a tough angle for Kayla Campbell. She couldn't really have a chance at that one, and it rolls out of bounds back to the Mustangs. For the most part, though, I think Franklin's done a good job of executing and finding ways to get Kayla the ball, even though Morris has really been draped all over her.
Yeah, and Kayla has done a nice job of finding her teammates when they double and triple team her.
Ball rolls out of bounds here off the foot of good speed and back to Franklin.
Just doesn't appear to be Morris's day here.
Yeah, this has not been their day. Hasn't been their afternoon. The boys, either you feel bad when you have a school that gets two in like that. You hope that maybe one can find a way to get it done. But, it's still such an honor to get here and play in this game. Just hasn't been their day, that's for sure.
It just seems like every time Morris has an opportunity to close the gap, either they get an open shot and it just doesn't seem to go in, or there's a costly turnover that gives the ball back to Franklin.
Now, one thing I've noticed today is that, last year in this situation when Morris was all over Kayla, she had trouble getting the ball, but it really seems this year she's found ways to be able to get open, create some space and get it for herself.
Yeah, and that could be a product of the experience from last year. But also, like you said, they've played some tougher competition this year, and she just seems very composed out there on the court.
6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Looks like we're going to have a timeout on the floor here, taken by the Purple Devils. 30-second timeout. We'll step away. It's 42-28, Franklin on top of Morris, the girls' Tri-Valley League Championship on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Franklin girls leading 42-28. Want to thank our special sponsors for today's game, including Shindello Federal Credit Union, Morris Booster Club, NYCM Insurance, Johnston Funeral Home of Morris, Community Bank NA, the branch in Morris, has been a big supporter. Rich's Auto Body in Franklin, as well as Keller Williams Realty, agent Stacy Frazier, and Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin.
Steal there by Marissa Campbell on Morris's possession.
So Franklin will bring it back up the floor with Kayla with 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. On the baseline, Kayla dishes one over, and the jumper falls for Olivia Heiser. So it's 44-28 with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Across midcourt, here is Anastasia Edwards, pulls up for the jumper. It's too strong, gets her own opportunity, own rebound. Won't go. She's 0 for 2 on that possession. Rebound for Kayla Campbell. Gets a screen as Franklin leads at 44-28. Back out for Maddie Ackley. Now to Marissa Campbell, left side. Gets into the paint. Down low, the running jumper won't fall. And a rebound for Samantha Behringer. Looks like she was fouled underneath.
Franklin foul number 2, Marissa Campbell,
her
second.
So that's the foul on Campbell, her second, team's second.
Madison Aiken steps in for Morris.
So Morris trying to find a way, but coach time's starting to run out here.
Yeah, they need to really step it up, maybe make some perimeter shots or get to the free throw line and score when the clock is stopped.
Aiken can't get it, a rebound for Franklin. We were talking during the break. It's been quite a while since Morris made an outside shot, and now a foul is Marissa Campbell collides there with Madison Akins. We'll hope that both players are okay. Both teams slow, or both players slow to get up, but they appear to be okay.
Yeah, it was just a hustle play by both players. One trying to make a play, one trying to get the ball, and they just happened to collide. They didn't see each other.
So 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. That's the third on Marissa Campbell now. And so that's three apiece on Marissa and Kayla. So 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Morris with a jumper from Samantha Behringer. It won't go down. Edwards with the rebound, but she was fouled. And let's see who the officials call this one on. Not going to be on Campbell. I thought maybe they were going to get Kayla, but they get Olivia Heiser.
Coach Dutcher is asking for an over-the-back foul, and the official just said you can't call a foul there because she's straight up and down behind. Franklin needs to box out.
That has to be a frustrating part of the girls' game when you have, you know, a center like that that's maybe 6 foot tall or so. It's hard to get those over-the-back calls sometimes, I feel.
Yeah. There has to be some displacement. That's what the officials call it.
4.5 to go, fourth quarter. Morris turns it over. Franklin will get it back. The Purple Devils leading the Mustangs 44-28. Nate Lowell with you on WCDO, joined tonight by GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski. Franklin now will turn it right back over to Morris as they brought it into their own offensive end. Tossed it away. Mustangs will get it back. You know, Franklin's given Morris some opportunities, but as you said earlier, Greg, Mustangs just haven't been able to capitalize. Here's Akins, left side, jumper won't go. Rebound underneath, and we'll have a jump ball.
Yeah, Morris is getting good looks at the basket and open shots. They just can't seem to put one in here.
44-28 the score with 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. On the baseline, this is Behringer with the inbounds pass. And she'll work it over to Edwards. Pull-up jumper is good for Edwards, who has 10 points. So 4 minutes to go now. So half of the fourth quarter is gone, and Franklin's still in control, leading by 14. Kayla Campbell finds DeWhitney on the back door. Cut, and she'll finish it off.
Another very nice pass by Kayla.
So DeWhitney's able to finish it off. It's 46-30. Behringer on the right side of the floor, gets into the corner, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, goes back out for Rhiannon Goodspeed, tries a three ball, it won't go. Liz Thompson, the rebound, this one falls for Thompson. 4 points now for Thompson. Is it too little too late with 3:25 to go? Kayla Campbell zips through the defense, a crossover, passes down low for DeWitney, but she's rejected there by Edwards. That will have a jump ball, possession stays with Franklin. Great dribbling and court vision there by Kayla Campbell.
Nice defensive play by Anastasia Edwards, too, to come over and get that block and then have the tie up there.
3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 46-32. Franklin on top, trying to hang on here for the Tri-Valley Championship. Back to Kayla Campbell. Left side, the freshman will find her teammate here at the top of the key, DeWitney. DeWitney back to Campbell. And she gets sandwiched in between two defenders, goes flying, but bounces right back up. 3:07 to go. Timeout is taken here by Morris. 3:07 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 46-32. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Patriot Mason. Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:07 to go, fourth quarter, 46-32 the score. Franklin on top of Morris. Coach, we were just talking about during the break, you know, this game could go a completely different way if Morris could have made, you know, three, four more shots here down the stretch, especially when they were only down 10 at half.
I mean, the key sequence to me, they come out of the half, they're down 10. Morris gets an early look at a three, a good shot. That goes in, it's a seven-point game. Franklin comes down first possession, and Kayla knocks down a three. So you go from maybe being down seven to down 13.
The freshman for Franklin, Kayla Campbell, with 19 points, wants to take it down low. She tries a reverse layup, and she's fouled. Last year, I believe it was 16 or 18 points in the first half for Kayla. And then she was pretty quiet in the second half when Morris really clamped down on defense. But tonight has been her night here so far for Franklin with 3 minutes left. And so it's 46-32, Franklin on top.
I'm unsure of how this is not a shooting foul, but...
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with the Franklin faithful here.
If they called it on the floor.
So Franklin will look to get it in on the baseline. They'll work it into Kayla Campbell, left side. Campbell at the top of the key, looking for options. Good speed is called for a reach-in foul here with 2:52 to go. 46-32 the score. Foul will be on good speed. Her third, team's third. So our team foul situation, Franklin with four and Morris with three. Here's Kayla Campbell on the right side. And Franklin is just willing to work this clock right now as they have victory in their sights. Campbell will dish one off, a little give and go with Archibald. Campbell got stuck in no man's land, has to dish it back out for Archibald. She tries the jumper, it won't go. Rebound for Kylie Brigham. Brigham is sandwiched and lost it. A steal there, and they'll find Campbell, and she'll just dribble it back out. She wants to choose some clock.
Very smart play there by a heady player.
Ackley had the steal, gave it back to Campbell, and then she is fouled with 2:19 to go. Yeah, it would have been easy to take that bucket, but she said, no, I'll just work a couple extra seconds off.
Yeah, I mean, and she would have been at a difficult angle, but she probably would have got fouled on the shot. But smart play to pull it out and run some clock.
Franklin on the inbounds will pass it to the top of the key, and now leave it for Marissa. Marissa Campbell will find Julie Archibald as we come up on 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter, and Franklin leading 46-32. Campbell will dribble to the far side and just continuing to work clock. They go to Archibald. She dials up a three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. And then both teams falling to the floor looking for a loose ball there. We'll hope everyone's okay. Maddie Ackley looked like she might have hit her head on the floor there. Is back up and appears to be okay. As you said earlier, just two players going for the ball.
Yep. Good hard play.
46-32 the score. Morris gets it in. And they go to Akins across midcourt. Akins double team, but dribbles out of it. Goes to Thompson, who's been held to 4 points tonight. She tries a cross-court pass. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Morris with a minute 47 to go. Don't forget, we'll have our post-game show coming up. Our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands, as well as Marabito Gresham Insurance. Our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Akins with a pull-up jumper. Dies on the front of the rim. And Campbell cleans the glass for the rebound. With a minute 35 to go. Campbell to the far side. Gets across midcourt. Dishes into the corner for Julie Archibald. She's fouled and makes the bucket. Archibald with 14. So Archibald will head to the line, and Franklin can smell victory now, looking to put the icing on the cake. Up 48-32, Morris is going to put in some of the reserves off the bench. It was a great rematch this year, but Franklin just too much here today.
Yeah. And like we said earlier, if Morris could have made a couple shots earlier in the game and early in the second half there, the score could be very different.
So Archibald settles in, and this one is good. Julie Archibald with 15 points. Timeout is taken by Franklin. Coach, let's keep it right here. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Now you're through the Tri-Valley Championship. You'll have a week off. The MAC and the Delaware League are next Friday night for their championship games. And then sectionals coming up in about 10 days or so. Is it hard having this long layoff if you're a Tri-Valley team?
I think... in some ways, it can be a good thing. I think it all depends on how you handle it as coach. We've been at this since the beginning of November, and the winter sports season is the longest of all the sports seasons. So you can really take an opportunity here to maybe give the kids a couple days off, let them kind of recuperate and get some of their energy back. And you can have some shortened practices where you're really just working on touching the ball and shooting and working on some fundamental stuff, position work or skill development. And then you kind of get back into the swing of things when you get closer. But it also creates an opportunity for you to go out and watch some of the other teams play that you might have an opportunity to play. So it gives you a chance to scout.
I think that's very well said there. I always get that question. A lot of people say, well, why does the Tri-Valley do theirs early? And I think there's pros and cons for both.
Another reason I think that it's done early is because as coaches, you want all the games to count towards your sectional seeding
That's
point.
That's true. Yeah, true.
So the games on Friday will not count towards sectional seeding.
Sectional seeding meeting coming up this week. And everyone will be bracket hungry by the middle of the week, that's for sure. A minute to go. Out of the timeout, Kayla Campbell will work it back to Marissa. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Kayla with the jump around the baseline. She's fouled. Can't get the shot. We'll head to the line to shoot two. The basketball sectional meeting brings me more emails than probably any other day of the year because everyone wants to know, hey, what do you think? Is this team going to be a 5 seed, a 6 seed? What's their record? What are they doing? As Campbell makes the first one, she's got 20 points for the freshman. Julie Archibald heads to the bench. Nice ovation from the Franklin crowd as she's going to finish with 15 points. The senior earns the Tri-Valley Championship here tonight. As Kayla Campbell gets the second one to go, 21 points, and it's 51-32. With 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Behringer walks it up the floor, and tough night for the Morris boys and the Morris girls as they'll walk away without a banner. But as we've said a few times tonight, there's a lot of teams that weren't playing here tonight and would love to be.
If you're playing in the league championship game, you've had an outstanding season and you have nothing to hang your head about.
So Morris with 40 seconds left, trailing 51-32. Sam Behringer pulls up for three, no good. Edwards, the rebound, her shot won't fall. Third shot won't go down. Molly Dugan with an opportunity. Four times it won't go. And now a foul on the rebound. That kind of sums up Morris's night right there. Four chances and they just can't get it to go. But Kylie Brigham will head to the line here.
Franklin foul number 22. Kayla Campbell, her fifth. Team's fifth.
So 30 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And Brigham will head to the line to shoot two. First shot is off the mark and no good.
Kylie Brigham shoots another.
Nice round of applause here as Kayla checks out of the game.
21 points. She's got a smile a mile wide right now. It's a moment she won't soon forget. As Kylie Brigham gets it to go. She's got 4 points. It's 51-33. 25 seconds left. Marissa Campbell is fouled at midcourt.
They called backcourt there.
Oh, it was backcourt, okay. Yep. Last time Franklin won this game was 2014. As we mentioned earlier, Jordan was up here talking to us. Jordan Beers just finishing up her career at Ithaca College this year. That was the last time Franklin won this Tri-Valley Championship, so first one since 2014. Molly Dugan pull-up jumper is good for Morris.
I have a feeling they might be back a little sooner than that. here in the coming years with the talented young players they have on their roster.
51-35. Franklin is going to walk away with the victory here tonight. At midcourt, Franklin has the ball. And the Purple Devils are your 2019 Tri-Valley League Girls Champions, first time since 2014. And it's a sea of purple and gold out on the floor. We'll be back with the postgame show coming up. Franklin wins the girls' Tri-Valley title tonight on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Hartwick College. 51-35 the score as the Franklin girls defeat the Morris Mustangs. Let's go through our player scoring summary tonight. First for Franklin, 21 points from Kayla Campbell, the freshman, with a game high, followed by 15 points from Julie Archibald, 6 from Olivia Heiser, 5 from Marissa Campbell, 4 for Alyssa Nowitny. On the other side for Morris, 10 points at the team high from Anastasia Edwards, followed by 7 points from Rhiannon Goodspeed, 4 apiece from Samantha Behringer, Kylie Brigham, Carissa Richards, and Liz Thompson, 2 from Molly Dugan here tonight. So, again, our final score, 51-35. We'll get right into our three awards as Franklin is down on the floor taking pictures with their championship banner, and that's a happy crew down there, Coach.
Yes. You know, they had an outstanding season last year, and to get back to the game again against the same opponent in almost the same situation at halftime and to come out with a win this year, it's got to be pretty satisfying.
How's that feeling of getting that banner, holding on to it for the first time? Is that... I don't know, as a Tri-Valley guy myself, I find the banner to be like, that's my Super Bowl or my Stanley Cup type of thing, you know?
It's pretty special. I when I coached the Unitigo girls, there were 3 years that we made it and came up on the losing end of the game. And last year for us to get it at GMU, it was a pretty special feeling as a coach. So.
Let's jump into our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT. Putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. This one was an easy one for Coach and I to decide. Kayla Campbell, again, a game-high 21 points for the freshman. She was outstanding. Could probably be the all-purpose award winner, too. She did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, she does a lot for them. She controls the tempo of the game. She probably had, I would say, probably close to 6 or 7 assists in the game. She has some rebounds. She's just a solid all-around player who has a very bright future ahead of her.
I've changed my mind for our defense award, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, where the customer always comes first at Morabito Gresham Insurance. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDL. I'm going to go with Rhiannon Goodspeed from Morris. We also kind of give an honorable mention here to Anastasia Edwards. The more I thought about Goodspeed having to chase around the Campbell sisters, and she just worked hard, especially in that first half, I thought she was great. And, you know, Anastasia Edwards with some big rebounds, some blocks, could have gone either way. We'll give it to Goodspeed.
Yeah. I mean, Goodspeed had a solid game for Morris at the point. She also was the one, I think, that chased around Marissa most of the game.
Yeah.
And made her work hard for everything that she got. So, good game by Rihanna.
ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is our final award here tonight, brought to you, of course, by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give this to Julie Archibald tonight, 15 points from Franklin. I kind of view Julie as what we talked about in the first game and also the second game, one of those players that, hey, if they can step up and get, you know, 10, 12, 15 points as she did here tonight, it really helped open things up for Franklin.
Yeah, she knocked down some big three-pointers early in the first half, and then she had some really nice backdoor cuts, and Kayla was able to find her in the second half. So, like we talked about earlier, you know, sometimes it's the supporting cast. Whose supporting cast steps up and provides some solid play, and she certainly did that tonight for Franklin.
So the Franklin girls win the 2019 Tri-Valley League Championship. Edmiston boys win the boys game earlier today. So, boy, it was a great afternoon. And GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski, thanks for joining me here. This was great. I'm glad we connected today.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Congratulations to all four teams that made it here. It's quite an accomplishment to make it to your league championship game, irregardless of which way you end up at the end of the game. So thank you for having me, and I had a lot of fun.
Definitely. We'll have to do it again. On Monday, we'll be back on the air. We're going to do the MAC girls semifinal as 2-seed Unitego hosts 3-seed Delhi. That's a 7:15 tip-off. We'll go on the air at about 7 o'clock for the Butler Auto pregame show. The rest of the week, still kind of up in the air. Looking to do the boys game, one of the boys MAC semifinals on Tuesday. Kind of waiting to see what the weather does. I'm leaning towards doing UV and Green. That's over in Green, battle of the 2 versus the 3 there. Of course, later in the week, we'll be doing the MAC championships on Friday night down at Binghamton University at the BU Event Center. If anything changes this week because of the weather, we'll certainly let you know either on WCDOsports.com or on Twitter. So keep an eye on that. We're also going to be keeping an eye on the Delaware League as well. Unfortunately, the Delaware League plays their championship the same night as the MAC, so we're unable to be in two places at once, obviously, for the radio, but we'll be following those games along as well as their championship game is set. Girls is SK and Stanford. SK is there for the 12th straight year. Boys game will be SK and Hunter Tannersville. So those games will be next Friday. We'll be keeping an eye on that as well. Big thank you as well to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios, our in-game producer, for helping us out for some great Saturday basketball. We'll see you on Monday at Unitego when they take on Delhi. Have a great night. Stay safe from WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
CDO Tri-County Forecast.
Tonight, partly cloudy, low 20. Sunday, partly sunny, high 35. Sunday night, overcast, a chance of snow showers, low 20. And Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, high 35. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, high 30. And Wednesday, a chance of snow or rain, high 35. Keep it here for the best hits on your Tri-County Heartbeat. FM 101, AM 1490.
It's Saturday night, and that means it's time for CDO Super Classics at FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
One, two, three. One, two, three.